It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, July 8th. I'm Patricia Naft. The swim beach at Crawford State Park is temporarily closed because of E. coli. Colorado Parks and Wildlife tests weekly for the bacteria that can make people ill. CPW spokesperson Joe Lewandowski says E. coli levels at the beach are usually non-existent or very low.
This is the first time in anyone's memory that we've had to close that beach. The park managers believe that it was caused by kind of a big concentration of geese in an area near the beach, and their feces obviously contain E. coli.
Lewandowski says the beach could remain closed through today or even longer.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife won't open the beach until those E. coli levels have dropped significantly. That's why we do the testing, and the health of people swimming there is our chief concern.
Heroin and opioid abuse is a national issue, grabbing headlines and the attention of the U.S. president. It's easy to forget the rural, isolated Western Slope is fighting it too. KVNF's Jake Ryan has the story.
There was a robbery in the city of Montrose on Tuesday, but they didn't leave with any money. A man approached a pharmacy counter with a note, demanding all the oxycodone that they had, and the note claimed that he was armed. The suspect left with several bottles of pills. A few years ago, a robbery for drugs would have been unusual.
Actually, we had one here a few months back at another pharmacy here in town.
That's Tom Chin, chief of police for the city of Montrose. He says that they've seen heroin and opioid abuse connected to a litany of crimes.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of our property crimes are all related to these types of drug issues. When I say property crimes, I'm talking about theft, burglary, and now we're seeing robbery as a result of this particular issue.
It's a big concern for the Montrose Police Department and every other law enforcement agency nearby. He says at the end of 2014 is when they started seeing a spike in heroin cases.
I've been doing this job here in Montrose for a very long time. Up until the end of 2014, I could count on one hand the number of cases that Montrose PD have ever investigated. And then in 2015, we've had a good number of cases of heroin. I mean, here we are into it 18 months, and we've seen more heroin. We've seen heroin overdoses, and we've seen heroin deaths as a result of this. We've certainly got a problem with opiate addictions here in Colorado. And we here in Western Colorado, here in Montrose, we're not exempt.
The U.S. Congress is currently debating a bill that would fund several programs aimed at combating opioid abuse. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Arch Coal announced it won't be giving out bonuses to executives this year. The company is currently in the middle of bankruptcy negotiations, and as part of the deal, senior management is waiving their right to $6 million in bonuses. Arch Coal owns the West Elk Mine near Paonia. It's the last operating mine in the area and recently laid off 80 workers. According to Arch Coal filings earlier this year, they cut retirement benefits by $3 million while also pushing for $12 million in executive bonuses. Summer is the Colorado Department of Transportation's busy season for road construction. KVNF's Laura Pomisano spoke with CDOT spokesperson Tracy Truelove about the major highway projects happening in the region.
Well, on Colorado Highway 149, Spring Creek Pass, which is outside of Lake City, we have a resurfacing project that's going on. In Montrose County, we have a signal replacement project where we'll see a pretty fair amount of impacts. In Ouray County in Ridgeway on Colorado Highway 62, we have a large reconstruction of the highway and also a real beautification happening to the area there in Ridgeway. And then in Montrose County, again, we have a bridge replacement project.
How will these projects impact traffic?
Well, I know that for the Spring Creek Pass project, we're often having to be down to single lane alternating traffic with a pilot car operation, and that gets pretty slow. And so people just are going to have to wait until the pilot car comes to pick them up and take them through. In Montrose, that signal replacement project is a lot more just of lane closures, and a lot of work is on the shoulders. That won't be as impactful, but you might see some 5 to 10 minute delays. You know, and I know in Ridgeway that they also are just going to be having so many dynamic moving parts to that project that you'll see a lot of different lane closures happening and also, you know, traffic alternating down to one lane in some sections of town.
In the region, there's another major project happening on I-70 through Glenwood Canyon with repairs and rockfall mitigation. What's the status of that project?
Well, you know, that project has been moving relatively well without major delays. We have a small section of the westbound lanes pinched down to one lane, just where the rockfall happened originally. But what I can tell you is really going to impact folks is that at the end of July, and actually July 27th and 28th are the dates that we've selected, we are going to have full closures of Glenwood Canyon from about 9 a.m. to 3:30. So a really longer closure like we had during the actual incident.
And what's the reason for that?
That's, well, when we'll be doing helicopter operations using actually a military-grade helicopter to bring in some of the heavier poles for the rockfall mitigation fence. And actually the stretch of fence that goes between those poles will also be being brought up to the slope.
During the summertime, CDOT does a lot of these major road projects. And there's also a lot of increased traffic in the summertime with tourists coming in and residents traveling about. Does that increased traffic impact construction?
Yeah, you know, the crazy thing about Colorado statistics for daily traffic counts is that they really, July 4th weekend kind of kicks it up to a level that's hard to imagine. We get a lot more volume of cars on the highway, people on vacation here. And so we attempt to not do projects like Loma Canyon. Unfortunately, because of the rockfall incident, this was a project we felt we needed to get in there and take care of. But throughout the state, you know, we try to minimize some of those impacts by not being on the road, you know, Friday around noon, you know, back to it on Monday usually, and not do work on the weekends.
On the Front Range, toll lanes are helping to fund CDOT. There's a new toll lane, the Mountain Express lane near Vail. Are there other toll lanes planned for the Western Slope?
You know, currently there is not another toll plan lane on the northwest part of Colorado. Really, we're also kind of watching the Mountain Express lane this summer, you know, since it is the first season we're running it in the summer to see how it's operating. But we did see a real improvement through the winter. What a lot of folks may not understand is that we only have a certain number of days that the Federal Highways Administration is allowing us to run that toll lane. So you'll primarily see it on heavy volume weekends and on holiday weekends through the rest of the season.
That was Tracy Truelove speaking to KBNF's Laura Pomisano. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Knapp.